We have two nostalgia pieces from Derek James this week. The first is about a very busy Norfolk man who has just reached his 100th birthday. Robin Quine will tell us more about Roy Woodhouse.
The secret is out. A gentleman leading such a busy life in many different ways is celebrating a birthday this week, his 100th. And his name is Roy Woodhouse. A former naval pilot, police officer, a founder of the Norwich City Police Association, secretary of the Norfolk Gliding Club, leading member of the Lions Club, and much more. He didn't want to make a fuss about his special birthday, but it gives others, his former colleagues, friends and family, a rare opportunity to celebrate with Roy, who at the age of 100 is as busy as ever. Roy, who lives at Long Stratton with his partner Bonnie, was born at Leatheringsett near Holt, and his father Sidney worked on a local estate. His job took them to Devon for a while, but they returned to Norfolk. "I went to Gresham's and was moonlighting in the international stores," he recalled. He went on to join the Navy as a naval pilot, attending Chelsea Polytechnic, serving in Canada to gain his wings as a pilot, serving from 1943 to 1947. In the meantime, his father had joined the police force in Norfolk, and when Roy returned, he went on to follow in his footsteps to become a policeman, where he was part of the city force, serving from Magdalen Gates in the 1950s. Over the years, he was promoted from police constable, sergeant and inspector, and took over traffic management. Quite a task, as more and more vehicles were on the ever-changing roads and streets across the city. He returned from the force in 1980, but he was not a man to put his feet up. For Roy, life was for living to the full. He was a leading member and secretary of the Norfolk Gliding Club at the former wartime airfield at Tibbenham, where, known as Woody, he was involved in organising many popular events in the 1980s and 90s. It was in 1968 when the Norwich City Police Force, with more than 270 officers, ceased to exist. Forces in the city, Norfolk County and Great Yarmouth Borough forces, amalgamated to become the Norfolk Constabulary. 10 years on, Roy organised the first event of the Norwich City Police to mark the 10th anniversary. "I was expecting to get about 40 to 50 interested, but ended up with 180 at a buffet dance at the UEA. From then, gatherings flourished, with the association being launched in March 1986, the 150th anniversary of the Norwich City Force, at a dinner dance at Blackfriars Hall. Jack Hornsby provided the music, with Chairman Roy singing, "Have you got a light, boy?" The first meeting of the association was held in April 1986, with Kenny Dennis, Johnny Johnson and Basil Kyber joining Roy and Stanley Limmer on the founding committee. It is thanks to members such as Roy that the association lives on through camaraderie and pride in a police force and its city. His work for the Lions continues in different ways across the region. He is also a proud father of three children. His son Brian also served as a police officer. He is a grandfather and a great-grandfather. Happy birthday, Roy, and thank you for all you have done and are still doing to help others.
Thank you, Robin.